I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Hey, it's Nikki Glaser. I know you guys are getting excited for Monday Night Football. You know I am. Well, there is something happening during the game that you have to check out. PayPal seems to be popping up everywhere. Did I mention, like, everywhere? They may just be in the game on Monday. If it's anything like the PayPal Wind Chime post on Instagram I saw, it's going to be hilarious. You have got to tune in on Monday night on ESPN and see for yourself during the game. PayPal truly is everywhere.
Here's a little secret. Most smartphone deals aren't that exciting. To be honest, they're barely worth mentioning. But then there's AT&T and their best deals. Those are quite exciting. They're the kind of deals that are really worth talking about. Like their deal on the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6. With this amazing deal, you can trade in your eligible smartphone for a new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6 any year, any condition. The deal's so good, it will have you shouting from the rooftops. So get yourself down to street level and learn how to snag the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6 on AT&T. And maybe grab a ladder on the way home. AT&T, connecting changes everything. Requires trade-in of Galaxy S Note or Z Series smartphone. Limited time offer. 256 gigabytes for $0. Additional fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung or visit an AT&T store for details.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
Hi, loves. It's me, Paris Hilton. I'm already excited for you to listen to my new album, Infinite Icon. And I'm even more excited for you to listen to it on vinyl.
Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy.
Every vinyl collection needs a crown jewel, and no jewel sparkles brighter than an autographed baby pink edition of Infinite Icon. Order the LP, signed by yours truly, at shop.parishilton.com. That's hot. Sponsored by 1111 Media.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, from the arts to sports, and from business to history, and everything in between, including your stories. And this next story comes to us from a listener in Colorado, Patty Kingsbaker. And, well, take a listen to this one.
It was back in 1962. I was 12. And my brother, who was 10 years older than me, was getting out of the Air Force. And he was in California. So he had made a deal with me, you know, if my grades were really good, that he would fly me out to California and that I could drive back with him cross country when he got out of the Air Force. So, and of course, I was just beside myself thinking, oh my God, we're going to go to Disneyland and I'm going to get to see Hollywood and Hollywood Boulevard and the stars. And, you know, it's a 12-year-old. I figured if you went to Hollywood, you were going to see movie stars. Anyway, so I flew out and we spent a couple of days in L.A. We went and saw all the stars on Hollywood Boulevard. In fact, it was Thanksgiving. It was around Thanksgiving time. He took me to dinner at this restaurant in Hollywood that was really famous at the time. They actually brought a phone to our table so that I could call my mom and say, Happy Thanksgiving. I was like, I mean, for a 12-year-old, they bring a phone to the table. Then I looked across the room and I saw, I went, I know that guy. It was Jesse White, who at the time was the Maytag guy. So, you know, that was my first celebrity sighting. But we went to Disneyland, and the whole day we were there, you know, I mean, Jesse White wasn't exactly up to where I, you know, I wanted to see somebody like Annette, okay, or Frankie Avalon. And so when we were at Disneyland, the whole day, my brother would go, oh, there's Annette. And I go, where? And of course, he was just yanking my chain. They weren't there. And he kept doing that to me. And I would get all excited and, you know, no celebrities. And so, but we had a great time at Disneyland. And then we hit the road and we had spent the night in Needles, California. So we got up really early, went to the gas station to gas up to head out. And the gas station was kind of crowded, which I really didn't notice at the time, but there was a trailer pulling a horse, and there was a big like Winnebago type thing. And so, but I'm sitting in the passenger seat and my brother comes back to the car and he goes, get out of the car. Elvis Presley is standing over there. And I'm like, yeah, right. I mean, I'm not going to fall for that again. And so he goes, I swear to you, get out of the car. Elvis Presley is standing over there. So I'm like, I look out of the car and sure enough, standing there in black pants and this shirt and this scarf around is Elvis Presley. So I grab a piece of paper and I get out of the car and I go over to, I can't speak. I'm like, I'm standing in the presence of royalty. And he just kind of smiles and I'm standing there with my pen and paper. And he said, did you want me to sign that for you? And I said, yes, please. So he asked me what my name was. I said, Patty. So he wrote to Patty. I still have it to this day. Loving kisses, Elvis. And I got back in the car and I mean, my heart was just pounding and he got back in the Winnebago. And what it was, there was a Cadillac limousine, the Winnebago, and then there was another car pulling the horse. And in each of those, there were two chauffeurs with, you know, these overalls with EP on there, you know. And so they kind of took off. And then the guy, there was this guy who stayed to pay their gas bill, and it turned out to be Colonel Parker. So my brother started talking to him, and he said, yeah, that Elvis had just finished filming this film, Viva Las Vegas, and that they were heading back to Memphis. He was just really nice. Anyway, we got in the car, and they took off, and I said to my brother, I didn't get a picture. I said, you've got to follow him. You've got to follow them. I need a picture. And so in the meantime, I put rollers in my hair. I'm 12, you know, and we followed them for hours. And sure enough, they start pulling into another gas station. And when my brother used to tell this story, he goes, rollers were going everywhere, all over the car. And, you know, I'm brushing my hair and trying to just look perfect for Elvis. And so I got out of the car when we got to this gas station and I went up to one of the guys with the overalls and the EP. And I said, could I please get a picture of Elvis? He said, well, we don't have any. And I said, oh, no, I have a camera. I'll take the picture. And he was just kind of snotty. He just said, you know, Mr. Presley doesn't get his picture taken like that. And I'm like, so I get back in the car. Of course, now I've got crocodile tears. I have followed Elvis for hours trying to get this picture. And nothing would upset my brother more than his little sister having crocodile tears. And so all of a sudden, Elvis got out of the Winnebago again. So my brother got out of the car and he said, hey, Elvis. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, can I get a picture of you with my sister? He goes, sure. And so I'm like trying to dry my tears and I'm getting out of the car. And I walk over there and he put his arm around me and he said, hey, haven't I seen you somewhere before? And I went, yeah, a couple hours ago in another gas station. So we did get the picture. Of course, back in those days, you know, it was with a little Instamatic camera. And my brother only took one picture instead of several. And he was so nervous that it is a little blurry. But I do have the picture and I do have the autograph.
And what a great story from Patty Kingsbaker. And boy, she recalls that like it was yesterday. And I can bet Her brother was shaking like a leaf taking that picture. By the way, we broadcast just an hour south of Memphis in a beautiful town called Oxford, Mississippi. To the east, Tupelo, Elvis's birthplace, is an hour away. And to the north, well, Graceland is an hour away. And I don't think it's an accident that our American stories comes from a place not far from where Elvis was born and where he died. Patty Kingsbaker's story, a beautiful story, and how Elvis treated her, my goodness, just beautiful. Both of their stories here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Roku has what you need to make your college home away from home feel more like your own. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV. Or bring a Roku streaming stick to easily access all your favorite free and premium content like iHeartRadio. Stream your favorite playlist with the Roku Vibe Setting Smart Light Strips to sync your music to millions of colors and make your dorm feel more like you. Make your dorm the place to be with Roku TV, streaming players, and smart lights. Head to Roku.com or your favorite retailer to deck out your dorm.
Hey, gorgeous, it's Paris Hilton. Get the party started with my new album, Infinite Icon, out now. And stream the new single, Bad Bitch Academy.
Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy.
I wanted this album to be an escape, to take people to a happy place where they can heal and party in equal measure. And most of all, be your own unapologetic icon. Listen on iHeartRadio and visit infiniteicon.com to order the album. Sponsored by 1111 Media.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Deciding on what to listen to is hard. Using Xumo to stream music from iHeart 90s radio is easy. Or play iHeart Country or hip-hop beats. Your choice, all for free. Stream easy with Xumo Play. Get live and on-demand entertainment with no logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. This September, have movie night with the blockbuster hit Godzilla and Resident Evil starring Mila Jovovich and Michelle Rodriguez. Streaming free on Xumo Play. Go to play.xumo.com now. Life is hard. Xumo is easy.
Tired of boring lunches? Picture this. You're at Chipotle ordering the same old burrito bowl. But wait, there's more excitement in store than just guac. Introducing Drop, the ultimate rewards app. Just link your card, dine at your favorite restaurants, and you'll earn points to get free gift cards from tons of brands. It's like getting paid to eat. Hungry for savings? Download the Drop app now and use code DROP44 to kickstart your rewards journey with $5 in points.